Do you struggle with doubt? It's hard to know what to believe anymore. Recent Pew Research and Gallup polls confirm that lack of trust, especially in America, is at an all-time high. There's good reason to be skeptical. Trusted institutions from education to healthcare have lied to us and caused many to grow cynical. But some sources can still be trusted. So please don't throw the Bible out with the babble. Every word spoken by God is absolute truth. Every promise in the Bible can be counted on. Every prophecy in the Bible has happened or will happen. I can trust God to tell the truth. That doesn't mean that I don't wrestle with doubt at times. I do. So if you have a hard time trusting God when you're full of doubts, then you're in the right place. We're going to look at what Jesus said to his friend who doubted, the difference between doubt and unbelief, and how God can help you overcome unbelief. Now, at the end, I'm going to share my secret weapon to dealing with doubt. So I hope you'll stay with me. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and you are the reason I'm here. Whether you've been following me for a while or you're brand new, you are an encouragement to me. So thank you so much for stopping by. Believe and Speak opens with a Bible verse or two and a declaration that I draw out of those verses. I always invite you to repeat the declaration with me to empower your tongue with truth. Today I'm going to read Numbers 23:19 from the New Living Translation. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? If you've studied the Bible and developed a personal relationship with God, then you know the answer to those last two questions is an emphatic no. God keeps his promises. He always does what he says he will do. God will never lie to you, which is why you and I can trust God to tell the truth. That's our declaration today, and I hope you will believe and speak it with me, even if you do have a hard time when it comes to doubts, when it comes to trusting God. I can trust God to tell the truth. Will you say that? I can trust God to tell the truth. Far too often we judge God by human standards, but our Heavenly Father isn't like any father on earth. Even the best ones haven't always been completely honest with us. God is not human. Jesus's humanity was made perfect by his divinity. He was God and man, not just human like you and me. Numbers 23:19 opens with a clear delineation between God and man. Unlike humans, God does not lie. He is a reliable source. Jesus is probably the only person who lived on earth who never told a lie. Jesus actually called himself the way, the truth, and the life. When Jesus prayed for all believers right before leaving the planet, he said this, "I have given them your word. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth." When Jesus said, "I have given them your word," he may as well have said, "I have given them myself," because the Gospel of John says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." So the Word became human and made his home among us. If you want to be sure that you're getting the truth, then you need reliable sources. The most trustworthy source of information is the Word of God. God tells the truth through scriptures. I've been a student of the Bible for a long time, and one of the things that I love is that it reveals the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sometimes people aren't pretty. We mess up. I'm not ashamed to admit that I edit out the mistakes in these messages. But the Bible is unedited. It doesn't insist on picture perfect. I love that about the Bible because I can relate to the human frailties of the people on its pages. Take Peter, for example. He was probably Jesus's best friend on earth. And you know what? He doubted, even denied Jesus. Are you familiar with the story about Jesus inviting Peter to walk on the water? Well, if so, then you know it didn't turn out so well. Peter got out of the boat and started walking toward Jesus on the water. Matthew says, "But when Peter saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?'" I can almost hear the compassion in Jesus' voice. God tells the truth because he loves us. Before my granddaughter learned to swim, she would jump without a care when I called her into the water with me. She knew I would catch her and carry her to safety on the steps. Jesus could have kept Peter safe too, but Peter got scared and his fear made him doubt. Jesus wasn't scolding Peter when he said, "Why did you doubt me?" If my granddaughter refused to jump into the pool out of fear, I wouldn't be angry. I might be a little disappointed. I want her to trust me because I love her. I would never let her get hurt. Fear, though, can make our faith falter and our doubts double down. But our doubts don't drive God away. There's a big difference between doubt and unbelief, between disbelief and unbelief. And I'm about to explain the difference. But first, I invite you to tap or click the like button if you're benefiting from the tips that I'm giving you. Also, please subscribe if you haven't, and don't forget the notification bell. Thank you. All right, you can be a follower of Jesus and still have doubts, right? Peter proved that. Doubt is disbelief, not unbelief. Just look at Peter. He was so full of fear and doubt when Jesus was arrested that he denied him 3 times, but he never stopped believing that Jesus was the Messiah. You and I can be skeptical and full of doubt when God challenges us with a hard truth that's difficult to accept. Our doubts don't make God turn away from us, but they might make us turn away from him. Jesus said, "Why did you doubt me?" because he wanted to heal the rift caused by Peter's fear and doubt. Even when Jesus is being brutally honest about our failures, he never corrects us without love. God always speaks the truth in love. I hope that you're able to accept the truth from Numbers 23:19 that I shared earlier. I can trust God to tell the truth. If so, will you say that with me? I can trust God to tell the truth. I go through seasons when I struggle to trust God, but I have to admit, he has never lied to me. He has never forsaken me. He has never stopped loving me. I hope, my friend, that you'll remember God is not human. He is faithful even when we're not. I also want you to remember that the Bible is the best source for anyone seeking truth. God tells the truth through scriptures. Why not make a daily habit of reading the Bible? I beg you not to turn away from God. Let him rescue you from your doubts and fears, just like he did that day he took Peter back into the boat. God tells the truth because he loves you. You want to know my secret weapon when it comes to dealing with doubt? Each time I step out of the boat, sink, and get rescued, only to step out of the boat, sink, and get rescued again, I imagine looking into the face of Jesus, saying to me with loving compassion, "Why did you doubt me? I love you." Rather than turning away, I let Jesus hold me right there in the raging sea and the frightening waves. Will you do the same? Listen to what happened immediately after Peter walked on the water to Jesus, only to sink. When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Worship is a weapon against every doubt. Whenever you're tempted to doubt God, remember that he loves you and worship him. The storm will pass, so please don't turn away. Cling to God and worship him. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the example of Peter. Jesus called him a rock and said he would build the church on him. And yet he doubted, even denied Jesus because of fear. Lord, he didn't want anybody to know that he knew you. And yet he never stopped believing that Jesus was the Christ. Lord God, help us in our doubts to never turn away from you. You will never turn away from us. You look at us with compassion and you speak the truth in love. When you say, "Why do you doubt? Why is your faith so weak?" You have given us every reason to trust you with our lives. And so, Lord God, I pray that you would help us to do that. Don't let fear be more powerful than our knowledge of you and your love for us. Lord, we just bind in the name of Jesus any spirit of fear, because the Bible says you have not given us a spirit of fear, so it's not of you, but you have given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. And so, Lord, help us to walk in that, even in a world so full of lies and deception. Lord God, if we keep our eyes on you, if we keep our ears tuned to your word, our hearts set on knowing that you are who you say you are, Lord, then you'll get us through. You'll help us discern certainly good from evil and right from wrong. And Lord, you will have compassion when we have doubts. And so help us not to beat ourselves up. Be like instead like that man in Mark 9 who said, "I believe, help me with my unbelief." Lord, help us. Help us to trust you, because you are worthy of our trust. And we ask for these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Did you know that Believe and Speak was inspired by my book, Longing to Belong? Absolutely. In fact, believing and speaking truth is all about what that book is about. It walks you through it so that you can cancel the negative effects of any lies you've been believing. Lies like, when you doubt God, he turns away from you. That's a lie. He embraces you. He wants you to trust him. So Longing to Belong, Discovering the Joy of Acceptance, is a great book to help you know what is true and what isn't. We go through the scripture in that book, and I'm going to share a link. I always enjoy hearing from you, so let me know what causes you to doubt God so I can be praying for you. Be sure to like, subscribe, and click or tap the bell for notifications. If you're wondering what to watch next, I recommend watching The Bible, Your Ultimate Preparation Guide. You're going to find that on the right of your screen. And please share this message with a friend. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.